What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who've made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up, what's up?
And Chris Abacon.
What's going on, everybody?
What is up? So welcome to another episode of the show. So this should be 543. Please continue to like, share, subscribe, share this with your friends. The format is changing. We're making it look prettier for you, be on more places. We'll have clips. So please share us with your nerdy friends. And most importantly, watch the content. I think it's really good stuff. And then on a weekly basis, I'm trying the blog now. So if you don't like to watch or listen, you can now read. There it is. I'm hitting all the senses. There it is. So about social medias that go by our name, you usually find us by the other side of the FW or Ask SSP on your platform of choice. Without further ado, I give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. So this next article comes from Forbes.com. Excuse me. Written by Molly Bohanan. And the title of this one is Change Healthcare Cyber Attack Disrupts Services Nationwide. Here's what to know. So I was aware of this because we actually at work, so I still work for the Department of Defense. We actually were getting emails about this, about pharmacies having issues, like in the DOD, and not able to take certain prescriptions and things like that. It was a certain subset that they were only allowed to do for that little bit of time. And on Friday, they said that most of it was up, but it still wasn't 100%. So there was a cyber. The reason behind this was a cybersecurity attack at Change Healthcare, which is a subsidiary of United Healthcare Group or United Health Group. And it caused prescription delays and disruptions. And it says at a number of pharmacies across the U.S. and is ongoing. So according to this article, so this article was last week. But like I said, on Friday, we had got the message that, hey, most of it was back up. And the company, they said that they proactively isolated the impacted systems from other connecting systems immediately after detecting the threat, which is a good thing. Like, it's one of those things where it didn't sit and fester for a long time, but they caught it fairly early. He said specific to Change Healthcare, but it was one of those things where it affected secondary systems, right? Like, because of that, and this is the interconnectivity of the world today. So because Change Healthcare connects to this, which connects to this, which connects to this, you had all these different things that happened. So I know Publix, which I know is really big down there, right? Like, got a lot of Publix down there, right, Ryan? Publix and GoodRx flagged pharmacy disruptions on social media. And they said it was at least one pharmacy in Colorado and California, but it was more than one pharmacy in Colorado. I can assure you of that, because it was across the board. Like, it was a nationwide nationwide attack that affected affected distribution from the pharmacy. Right? And so this is one of those things where, like, we talk about this before, right? Like, with medical being a soft target, with a lot of these hackers, you know, going after different medical things, and like, this is where this can hurt. Right? So we have a lot of people in this nation that rely on their prescriptions, you know what I mean, for whatever they may need. And the fact that they can't get them, like, this can turn into, you know we've talked about this before, like, does someone get, you know, prosecuted, you know, because someone dies because they can't get their medical treatment. You know, we talked about it before with hospitals, but it's kind of the same thing here. If for whatever reason they can't get their heart medicine, you know what I mean, for 3 days, 4 days, what happens in that instance? But this disruption was felt far and wide. I know that for a fact. So luckily I'm to the point where I didn't need anything right now, you know what I mean? So I was good, you know, but it seemed to have it under wraps, but we'll see what happens as this goes on. But yeah, this is the medical industry is getting hit hard when it comes to cybersecurity and cyber attacks. And I don't know if it's that they think there's more money in it for them, you know what I mean? Because again, it's people. These companies, these medical companies, a lot of them are for profit. Like, they want to make money. Like, as much as they want to tell you they're here to help you, this, that, and the third, they're not doing it for free, especially in America. It's not like they're Canadian pharmaceutical companies where pills cost $6 a piece or anything like that. That's not how it goes down in America. It's for money. So maybe that's why they are such the soft targets that they are, because somebody is going to pay. Like, these companies are going to pay if they need to. But again, this one, they caught it early. They isolated the systems, which I think probably caused, the disruption, because they had to shut some stuff down. It's one of those things where cut the hard line. Like, as soon as you get it, you get the axe, cut the hard line. This is what comes of it. But Chris, what's your thoughts on that, man?
Really, my first thought was, are people not able to get their prescription drugs due to lack of availability of drugs themselves? Or is it the IT aspect? Is there aspects that of the supply chain that are disrupted that, make sure that you know patients aren't getting the drugs that they need, right? So that the first thing I thought was, look, IT is supply chain. Supply chain risk management is IT. They go hand in hand, right? So when an IT asset goes down with a big organization, with United Healthcare, it just shows you how huge these healthcare organizations are, where a single system has such far and wide reaching, first and second, third order of effects, right? So that's kind of my first thoughts was, hey, look, supply chain risk management, really understanding where your data travels, where your data flows are at, making sure that you've got every point of, exit for data, making sure it's encrypted, just making sure that everything is secure from a network and cybersecurity perspective, right? And then really I'm just trying to think more about the future of cybersecurity as it relates to healthcare. We've talked about them being soft targets before. We've talked about them being, they're on the caring end. They're more on the empathetic side of the house. Right? That said, IT organizations within those companies don't have that luxury. They've got to be hardliners on cybersecurity practices, making sure that these organizations invest enough money on the jobs, the technical tools and the software, hardware required to maintain cybersecurity. And then one thing too is, like, I was thinking about the financial and maybe regulatory implications of this. With United Healthcare, will they receive some kind of audit, or will they receive some kind of
regulatory fine?
I'm not sure, but that's really my thoughts there. And then the ethics of it, that's kind of where it's there's also the aspect of patient privacy and confidentiality when information system goes down. We don't really know exactly what goes on without mapping out the data flow. And really my concern is making sure the flow of data is secure.
Yeah, definitely. Quick PSA. Again, please like, share, subscribe, check out all of our social media, read the new blog and article and all that good stuff. Sorry, I have to keep saying it. It's part of the methodology. Like, I hate pandering. But in order for this to work, for whatever reason, repetition. So I have to say this at the beginning, the middle, and the end. It's the formula. So please forgive me. With that being said, back on topic. I chose this one as a discussion as opposed to the China one because we're all veterans. So I knew we'd all be impacted.
Yeah.
Have to get our pills. But like Shannon said, like Publix is the major chain down here, and I received a message from them because I guess I've had a prescription filled with them in the past. I didn't get anything from the VA, so I assume they weren't necessarily disrupted too bad. But to Chris's point, I think this one was more of the IT aspect of it being the ability to pull up records to fulfill prescriptions and not necessarily the supply chain, because their turnaround was too quick. If it was a supply chain disruption, I think it would take a couple weeks to get all the pills where they need to be. Not except for probably like Viagra would probably be back on shelves pretty fast, but heart medicine would take weeks for some reason. It's just my two cents. What it made me think of was, me and Chris were assigned to the Joint Communication Support Element. And then there was a hurricane. I believe it was Hurricane Maria that hit Puerto Rico. It could have been Irma or Maria. I think it was Maria hit Puerto Rico. So please correct me if I'm wrong. And one of the things we're asked to do when we first were on the ground, because typically the military, they send them forward. They know the hurricane's coming. They send them forward to tell them to hunker down. One of the first things they had us do when the storm had passed was set up communications for Google to help people to start fulfilling their prescriptions and get the pharmacies back up. So they wanted pharmacies, obviously telecommunications in general for emergency responders and fire and rescue, and then the rest. So one of the first things we're asked to do is to set up shop so people can get their prescription, things of that nature. That's how critical that pipeline is, because it takes a long time for people to get their meds and to make sure they have what they need. So this could have been a major disruption because it impacted CVS, Publix. I saw a few others that I've never been to. So GoodRx, Publix, Walgreens, CVS, like all were impacted by this this outage. So this could have been bad.
And like I said, and the DOD pharmacies. Like, we got that message at work telling us the pharmacies on the base.
Yeah, gotcha. It was nationwide. Oh, because you were on the base.
I was. This was my DOD email that this came through. Like, hey, these pharmacies cannot satisfy this. So it was not just the civilian population affected by this. Gotcha. Active duty military as well.
So it was like a single point of failure disrupted a lot of people. So my thought would be like, they will be, like Chris said, they're going to have to come in and prepare for an assessment because that's going to hit them, HIPAA or HITRUST or what have you, and then CSF. Like, they might get the works, but two, there's going to be a class action, a fine imposed or something. They're going to get slapped with this because it was too big.
Right.
Like if it was just a mom and pop situation, maybe they would just get a slap on the wrist, but there's a lot of Congress individuals, I think it's the nature of the president, like everybody's on something. Everybody has a prescription of some sort, whether it be a vitamin all the way to, like I said, Viagra. So,
vitamin B.
So the powers that be in the Senate are like, I couldn't get my vitamin B.
To pick it up.
All hell will be like, it's going to be a problem, right? And then a lot of, like, we talk about the age of the people who actually vote. Your constituents are all on medicine. Like, people who vote are older people. So they're going to be like, hey, I don't want this to not happen again because I need my whatever. So this impacted a lot of powerful people, whether it be all the way to the top, right, to the man in charge of the free world, all the way to the people who put him in that position, the constituents. So this will be an issue. So that's why I thought it'd be a good topic to bring up. Like, China, it was close. It was a race. It was going back and forth in my head. But this is what I've settled on. So definitely continue to tune in throughout the week. So I always forget to say all the episodes. So Monday was the FBI shutting down Lockbit, at least for the time being. Tuesday, please jog my memory. Tuesday was China.
Chinese online. Yep.
Right. The Chinese Snowden leaked all this crazy information. And then Thursday, please look out for Matthew Hale. Matthew Hale is the CEO and author who runs We Gonna Learn Today. Yes, folks, it is the world's biggest website for Black history. So he was on the show, and it fits because he is an IT person first and foremost. So he did all the scripting, the coding, the building, and all that stuff. He has a ton of certifications and degrees, as well as he is a Marine retired veteran. And he also worked for JCSC and SOCOM and MARSOC and all that good stuff. But now he teaches people Black history. So look for that on the Leap Day. I thought that was fitting. We got an extra day this month. Take that, rest of history. So definitely tune in for that one. Really good discussion. And then Friday's everything else. Movies, books, games, all that good stuff. Hit up all the websites that go by our name. Look for The Other Side of the FW or Ask AssistP on all the platforms. Find me personally at Right Security Guy and Chris at Chris Abacon. Sorry I had to take it from you because we had to land this plane. Stay
all
safe.
Good.
And secure. We'll be right back.